Amen. Hallelujah. Did you enjoy that? I want to be what? Ready to put on my long white robe. Because if my Lord should call me, I must be ready. Amen. I've got to be what? Ready. Turn around to somebody and say, I've got to be ready. Amen. Because he said, none of us knows when. But we know it's a certainty that one day the Lord will come. One day he will call. Do you know this song, as many other Negro spirituals were written by slaves who had to be ready. And you know, imagine people who have been oppressed and tortured coming up with songs like this. Because for them, it was not a mythical thing. It was a daily experience. Their mates would be there one day, their friends next day, they're gone. So they had a living experience of being called by God. They had to be ready. And for us, our experiences are different. We're not a people that understand what it is to be ready. But we have to be ready. Amen. And so 3 weeks ago, I spoke about being watchful. Remember? Spoke about being watchful. Being watchful is different from being ready. Let me just pick it up very quickly from last week and because it was a real short exhortation I gave because we had plenty of time. We needed to pray. And time had gone very quickly. I think, can I just put this down, ma'am? Thank you. If I could put it there so that it will beautify. The people on this side will enjoy the beauty. Okay. Amen. So I can see the guys on this side. Hello, guys. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. You know, the challenge, last time I was talking about something else. It was Jesus talking about the thief that comes in the night. Do you remember? And that the thief comes at a time you don't expect. But you need to be watchful. Remember, I said that what for us, our experiences of being watchful is putting the alarm on, isn't it? Doing those things that you always do. You have a routine that you do because you are always thinking, it could be tonight. I pray it never happens, but just in case somebody tries to come in, I'm going to put the alarm on. Is that right? I'm going to lock the windows, remember? So watchfulness is an act. It's it's a practical thing. It's not a passive thing. It's different from waiting. You know, when you wait, you can be waiting for somebody to come and you're doing other things. But when you are watchful, it is different from waiting. Watchfulness is, it's active. You've got to focus. You've got to concentrate. Isn't that right? Because you think the thing might happen anytime. That's why you're watchful. Whereas when you're waiting, you just wait. And whenever who it is comes, they'll come and tell you, I'm here now. Oh, okay. All right. Let's go. But watchfulness is quite different. In fact, there are some really good examples of watchfulness. I just referred very quickly to a few things. I'm supposed to be activating this, you see. So I was expecting them to do it. Oh, I'm supposed to go there as well. Thank you very much. Does that move? Dickie has shut me. Praise the Lord. Okay. Amen. So these are all just things that we would. Okay. These are just a recap on last. Okay. That many will be, two will be on bed together. One will be taken. One will remain. Okay. Right. Now, Therefore, being watchful as you would for a thief in the night, okay? You have to be watchful like that, always ready. Develop the right actions. This was the encouragement that you've got to, just as you would for, getting your house, getting the alarm on, all the things. So spiritually, you need to cultivate the right habits, what you do regularly in your watchfulness, waiting for Jesus to come back. Against the things, again, be watchful against the things that might derail and destroy your walk. Look out. If you imagine in the army, soldiers know what it is to be watchful, isn't it? Because you're looking out for the enemy, isn't that right? And you don't want to fall asleep, because if the enemy shows up when you're asleep, you're in trouble. So being watchful is a very active thing. It's not a passive where you just sleep. And this is what somebody said, Witness Lee. I think most of us know of Watchman Nee. Is that right? No, but this is Witness Lee. To be watchful is to continue fighting. It says, soldiers in a battle do not merely look around. That is not being watchful. They're watchful because they are fighting. When they stop fighting, they are no longer watchful. This is what this guy, Witness Lee, said. Quite true. You can see that being watchful, it's a very active thing. Okay? So in our watchfulness for Christ, for the return of Christ, again, these are just to bring us to date. Commit yourself to service, like Jesus said. A few things. Commit yourself to fighting. That's Watchman Nee. And be clear-minded, self-control, as said in 1 Peter, because the devil is at war with us. And so you always have to be watchful. Okay? Commit to unceasing prayer. Again, put on the full armor of God so that you can stand. These are all the actions we put in place as part of our watchfulness. Okay? Being watchful for Christ to return. It's not about just saying, one day Christ will return, so until he returns, I've just got to wait. No, that's waiting. That's not being watchful. Being watchful, there are loads of battles going on that we get involved with. Do we get that? Wonderful. Okay, now let's go on to this week's. Being watchful is quite different from being ready. Okay? Are different. Let me ask you, this morning, before you came here, I know sister, our beautiful sister was saying before about the mascaras and so on. Isn't that right, ma'am? And you were telling them not to be worried to get ready. You see, because there's a process, isn't it? I'm gonna pick on some people this morning. Okay. Sister Fumi, how long did it take you to get ready this morning? Okay. For the whole house, okay. So there's a process that we go through, isn't it? Particularly if the kids are going to come to church with you, how long does it take? Usually about an hour. To do as part of your getting ready to come to, so, but what if physically? Let me find out, Sister Pat. I know we get a little bit faster as we go older, and it takes a bit longer, doesn't it, to get ready? So I'm gonna pick on Joan. Joan, how long did it take you to get ready this morning, ma'am? 20. That was timed. You see, she's locked 20 minutes. That's pretty good, ma'am. That is amazing. She's clocked it. Did any of some of the people are laughing? Some of the ladies are laughing. Anybody here that it took an hour? Oh, yes. A few hands are up. So we know what it is to get ready. You see, being ready is not an inactive thing, is it? Jesus is coming back, so I'm going to get ready and just sit down. It isn't. Because when you're getting ready to come here, you know what it took you to get ready. Now, some of you, you've just got your A-level results. Can I see hands up? Or AS? One? Anybody else? Oh, wait, okay, well done, bro. You put the hand up. Okay, all right. Now, GCSEs, when is it coming? When are they coming? This Thursday. Now, what did it take you to be ready for your exam?
Several hours of looking at books, reading, going to classes, paying attention.
And all that was to get ready. Because when you get into that exam hall, it's too late. Do you get me? It's too late. When you get into that exam hall, if you are not ready, it's tough. So you get in the concept of being ready now. All right. Now let's look at athletes. Athletes, you know, there's a process they go through, isn't it? On your marks. And then what? Get set. That set is what? Ready. Imagine if somebody, they said, on your marks, and the person says there, and they say get set, and he's still staying there. When they say what? When the gun goes, the others will be, Bolt would have finished the race before the other one gets up. You see, being ready, it's a very active process. Are you getting it? When we say, when Jesus gave that parable about the five foolish ones and the five wise ones, he said the five wise ones were ready. You know, when the groom came, the five foolish ones were not ready. Amen. They were awake, but they were not ready. You see, readiness has to do with management of time. Are you with me? There is a limited time. And being ready, it's all about how you manage that time. I was trying to understand how might one describe being ready. And these are the things I was... It's predicative. I was just checking with my wife, who is very, very good at English, and she confirmed me that it's an adjective. Is that right? It's an adjective. You know, it's predicative. It's in a suitable state for an action or situation. When you use the term "be ready," it's an incomplete phrase. Be ready for what? And it's always about what is to come. It's a preparation for what is to come. Those five foolish virgins were not ready because they were not thinking about what is to come. Their minds were on the present. Yeah, they knew the groom would come sometime. But they were not thinking about the management of time until the bridegroom returns. This week, some of you may have picked up on the Facebook that Brother Max went home to be with the Lord. We prayed for him, the brother with cancer. Later on in September, there will be a service of thanksgiving here for him. I hope and I pray that all of us will come to that. We're looking at the 18th, Monday the 18th of September. It'll be in the evening. But I just want you to, you see, for him, as I went and spent time with him praying, you know, he had one of the things that I felt the Lord telling me to say to him was, get ready. You know, get ready. Prepare yourself. So that when when the trumpet sounds, there are no regrets. Are you with me? Ah, if only I knew, I could have done this. In a sense, people who have that opportunity before going to glory to sort things out, in a sense, are blessed. But none of us knows when we will need to be ready for. I want to be ready. So it's very important. Let's pick it up. How do we get ready for Jesus? Because you know how an athlete gets ready. You know how we get ready in the morning for all the stuff we do and so on. But so when we want to, in the context of being ready for Jesus, I want you to know, folks, that you cannot afford to be asleep. That's watchfulness. But in being ready, there are things we've got to be actively doing to prepare for his coming. He can come anytime. Remember, he said he'll come like a thief in the night. I was chatting with Pastor Monique about this, and she was saying, yeah, it is true. We always think things will get really bad. And we look at the situation, we say, oh, Trump, I know, oh, he's not yet ready to come. You know, it's okay. Everything is still going well. You're going to need some really major disaster. But it'll be just like that. Be ready. Look, these are the encouragements we find from God's word. Carry out the necessary preparations for his return. For instance, get enough oil for your lamp. That's a good advice, isn't it? In the example we found, 5 had sufficient oil. 5 didn't. Now, you see, the 5 that ran out of oil, they had oil at the stand. So it isn't that they were oilless. They had oil. But you see, they were not people who thought for the long term. So they just had enough. Just enough. But they didn't know that the coming of the Lord would be long. Make sure, don't go for the minimum in your relationship with God. There are some of you, you're coasting along. You know what I mean? You're just enough. I don't need much. Just enough to keep me going. Oh, I'll come to church, you know, once in a while, you know. I have my routine. You know, I'll dip my toe in and out. Just enough. Don't gamble with your eternity. Are you with me? Get enough oil. Get more oil in. You know, there are challenges of life. Now, Jesus gave this parable he said the wise man built his house on the what? On the rock. And what happened? The storms and the rains came. And the house stood firm. Is that right? Do you know what that means? You know, for some people, when you have just enough, when the storms come, you find that your oil is not enough. Faith fails. Hope is crushed. The sight of eternity is lost. Get more oil in. That's the first thing. Next, make sure you don't run out. Okay, that's what I've just been talking about. Make sure you don't run out. That means that constantly replenish. Amen. Constantly replenish. Check your spiritometer, if I can coin that phrase. Check your spiritometer. Check it that you're still in the faith. Don't take things for granted. Hallelujah. When you're driving and you're traveling and you see your gauge, the fuel gauge, and it goes into the red, you start panicking, isn't it? And you're thinking, where is the next service station? Some of you, you've got posh cars. It tells you how many miles, but you can still drive. Mine doesn't. You've got to guess it. Amen. And you're thinking, oh, is it 20? Is it 10? It's fantastic. And you start praying. It helps your prayer life. It helps your prayer life. Holy Spirit, and you look at the how many miles. Holy Spirit, you've got to take me to the next service station so that you don't want to run out of petrol. Amen. You see, sometimes we're not ready. I was traveling this week to Stoke-on-Trent, and I thought my fuel gauge showed about an eighth of it. And I thought, well, it's just Stoke-on-Trent. It's just down the road about an hour, you know. And I put my sat-nav on, and it said 50 minutes. And I thought from my house, I thought, no problem. No problem. But there was a still small voice. It said what? Fill up. Fill up. And I thought, I have an appointment at 2 o'clock in Stoke-on-Trent. This was 11:30. I've got 1.5 hours. You know, no problem. The sat nav says about 50 minutes. That still small voice said what? Fill up. I thought, okay, look. So I went and put fuel in and so on. 3 hours later, I was still on the motorway. 3 hours later, I was on the motorway. I had the appointment had gone, and I thought, no, 2.5 hours. And then I thought, a service station was coming up. I thought, let me go into that service station and phone the person I was going to see. By now, it was after 2. The decent thing is, you've got to tell them, you know, I'm running late. Went into the service station and called her. I said, look, I'm running late. She said, when are you likely to get there? I said, I should be there. I thought, with the problem I've had getting to that service station, it said I still had about 30 minutes to go. I said, look, give me another hour. Hopefully I'll get there. Put the phone down. You know what happened? 45 minutes later, I was in the service station. I couldn't get out. All the parking slots in the service station were filled with cars all lined up waiting to get out of the service station. This was on the M6. Be ready. Are you with me? You know, you always think it'll be a quick fix. It may not be a quick fix. So you've got to make sure you've got enough oil. Amen. Fill up. Don't play games with Jesus. Because when he comes, it'll be too late. It'll be too late to make any changes. Wow. But it's active readiness. In Matthew 24, verses 45, 46, Jesus warned that blessed is that servant that when the master comes, he finds him doing what is the assignments he's given him to do. So part of being ready, it's like those preparing for exams. You've got to make sure you get the job done before the day. It's not when the day arrives. You say, oh, I haven't done it. I haven't done anything. Get the job done. What are the things that Christ has assigned to you? Hallelujah. You know, I always say, when people say to me, Pastor, when are you going to slow down? I said, no. You know something? When my master returns, it's going to be too late for me to do anything. I want to be sure that when he returns, the things he has allotted me to do in my life, that I have done them. without any excuses. You know, it'll be too late to say, Lord, oh, you know, it's the family you gave me. Oh Lord, it's the job you gave me. It was the job that took me away from. I would have done more. You know, we all have things that Christ has given us to do. Get them done so that there are no regrets. Hallelujah. Life goes. Life goes, doesn't it? Some of the young ones don't know I was 20 once. You know, I was a teenager like you. You know? Hallelujah. But life goes. Time is an incredible thing. It never waits for anybody. It's moving on. And just as time never waits, the coming of Jesus will not wait for you. It will not wait for me. Use your time well. It's the management of time that's the challenge. In our home, in our family, with the girls growing up, they always laugh. Even now, when they come home, and you know, they laugh at me because they know when we're going out together, they know that I'll be at the door and I'll say, "Okay, girls, I'm in the car," and they've heard that from the time they were young. okay, dad, you know, because when I give a particular time, I want to be ready for that time. It's a discipline of life. They say African time. You know, it's a phrase that's used often, isn't it? African. I hope many Africans will make it to heaven. Because there's no African time with Jesus. When he comes, he comes. Went all the way from here to a wedding in London, and it was a choir ministry in there. One of our girls was getting married to somebody from London. It had to be somebody from London. It wouldn't be for somebody from here. You know? And we got there, and we drove down in the morning, rushed there, and we got to the church. We were the first one with the caretaker to open the door. And it said about half an hour to go to the wedding. Nobody was in the church. The caretaker, we said, "What? Is this the right building?" Yeah, it was the right building. You know? An hour later, the one or two of the musicians begin to show up. After the service should have started. 2 hours later, the wedding started. The minister was absolutely fuming. He said, "If it was not, I would have gone." He was fuming. And I thought, that's my type of man. Hallelujah. Be what? Be ready. Girls, I'm watching you the day you get married. You better make sure you are ready on time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look, there is this. Do the job well. Don't be lazy. Excuses. You know, Jesus is going to, you're going to answer to him. You can give excuses to man, but our excuses will not be tenable with God. Laziness. Some of us are lazy. They were saying before about Bible study and so on. Oh, Lord, you know, I would like to go, but I've got so much to do. That's not all. In that Matthew 24, Jesus talked about not only should the servant have been doing what he was supposed to do, but the servant should also be careful to treat the others well. Is that what Jesus said? So while we're waiting, we've got to make sure that what? As part of being ready, we treat those around us well. In particular, those that we have the power to really mistreat. Yes? There are people that we can hurt. There are people we can do things to. Those people, make sure that you're treating them well as part of being ready. You know why? Because you're going to answer to the big boss when he comes. Being ready. Finally, let me say to you that being ready is realizing that eternity is real. You see, if you know that the exam room is going to come, if you know that the exam room is going to check you out, you will take the time to be ready. If you think that the exam room is not a reality, then you're not going to be ready. Ready for what? But when you know that one day you're going to stand in that exam room, you're going to be doing the exams, you will be found wanting if you have not prepared. Then you will put in the effort to be ready. You know, we need to get ready for heaven. Amen. I've lost most of you now. Mr. Bolt, he would say that if you watched his documentary, the pain, he hated all the exercise and all those things. Who wouldn't? You want to sleep, you want to eat, you want to do that, you know, but you can't. You know, you've got to eat right, you've got to sleep right, you've got everything. He's locked up in his room and he's thinking, when am I going to leave all this? But then, you know what he sees? He sees that gold medal around his neck. He sees himself in that stadium. It's a reality. If he's not prepared well, he'll be found wanting when he gets in. Heaven is real. We need to start preparing for heaven. It's not just being ready for Jesus when he returns. It's being ready for eternity that we're going to spend with him. Just a few pointers. What shall it profit a man? Jesus said. Isn't that right? If he does what? If he gains the whole world and loses his soul, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You can read that account in Mark chapter 8, verse 38. Gain the whole world, lose your soul. You know, what I'm saying, part of being ready for heaven is realizing that heaven, there is wealth for us there. There is life for us there. It is not a nothing. Are you with me? It is not a nothing. It's a place. The kids sing it. Heaven is a wonderful place. You see, exactly. If you don't know that heaven, it's a beautiful place, there is no focus in your mind that I need to prepare to go there. All that fills the mind is the pleasures of the life now. Amen? We need to be heavenians. We need to develop an attitude. You open your Bibles and get to read more so that you're excited about the fact that heaven is a real place. It is not a myth. It's a real place. Hallelujah. So don't compromise. I said don't sell yourself up for cheap. You know, Jacob and the brother. And what happened? For the sake of food, he sold his birthright. You see, he could not think ahead of what really mattered. He was hungry, momentarily hungry, and momentary hunger lost him the destiny that he had when he came out from the womb. Don't sell off your inheritance cheap. I'm finishing in a minute. And start heavenly investment. This is a good one for those of you who are into business. Okay. Hallelujah. Invest. You know what Jesus said? He said, build up for yourself. When? Treasures in heaven. Is that an investment? Have you got an investment portfolio in heaven? Focus on building it up. You see, it's part of being ready. Oh, yes, another house, another car. Some of you have so many houses, you don't even know where they are. I sometimes put on the TV and I see these guys, you know, they've got so many cars, they can't even ride them. They just pack them up and they watch them. And guess what? When they die, the family who've got sense sell them all off. Hallelujah. They auction them. A man spends his life building up cars, and then when he dies, somebody else gets all the cars. Build up for yourself treasures. Look at investment in heaven. If we spend as much time thinking about our investment in heaven as we do thinking about our investment on earth, believe me, our investment in heaven will be incredible. That's a message for another day, to look at how you build up investment. And finally, get yourself spiritually ready. Okay? Remember what Jesus said about this type of attitude can't go into the kingdom of God. This type of character can't go into the kingdom of God. So part of being ready is really checking the actions we do, the characters we do. Are they in line with heavenians, with citizens of heaven? And if there are any things that might make us not to get in, start chipping away at them. Are you with me? So, folks, now, if you look at all those lists, you'll see that we haven't got enough time to get ready. Amen. Because, look, chipping away at one of my problems can take years. But Jesus may not wait years for me. So I need to get active. I need to get focused. One thing is certain, he will surely return. The Lord bless you. And may we be a people that are ready for our Savior and our Lord. Amen.